Guten Erev Shabbos. We again dedicating tonight's shir l'schus, our dear friend Zev David Ben Sara. And we have been being mechazek ourselves in things that are schos, and I want to clarify when we speak about segulos or things that are schos, and I think it had to be clarified after last week's share. Never do we say, or does anyone say, that if you do this, it's guaranteed. When we speak about betochin being a segula, there are many tremendous bali betochin that unfortunately have had tzaras and have not have had a Yeshua. Because not always what Hashem wants from a trying situation is the same thing. I need to clarify that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at times wants our betochin. There are times HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our tefillah. There are times that a person has to go through something for whatever other reason. And there's no way to know. And when the stories are shared and told about people who did something and it was a segula, it doesn't mean that it always works. And it doesn't mean if you don't do it, it won't work. And most importantly, if chas v'shalom you had a crisis or a tragedy, it definitely, definitely does not mean that you didn't do the right thing. And I want to share with you, as we stand here a little over a week, a little over 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks, I should say, to Hanukkah. And I want to share with you, what's the point of Hanukkah? And Hanukkah is when we have the longest and darkest nights. And we stand and we say, Sha'asa Nisim Labayisenu, by Yomim Ohem Bazman Hazeh. That's the most incredible display of betochen that only Klal Yisrael can do that. We stand in the darkness. Specifically, it's done in the longest nights and the coldest nights. And we sit and we say and we thank. Even though we're not in that mode now. We are far from that mode. We are in Golos in a very bitter way. Yet Yidden can do that. I was fortunate to be a grandchild of Holocaust survivors. And I grew up hearing the stories. What Hanukkah looked like in Auschwitz, in Treblinka, in Bergen-Belsen, in Siberia. Were Yidden living under the very worst creatures, I will say, possible. They lived under the very worst situation. And they were able to make a Sha'asa Nisim. Could you imagine Yidden, Mi Ka'amuch Yisrael, sitting in a Holocaust, in a barrack. And they took a little of their margarine, they lit a menorah, and they were able to say Sha'asa Nisim Labiseinu. They thanked Hashem for miracles that happened. I'll say more than that. They said, Shechayanu, v'kiyamon v'yanu l'zman hazeh. Hashem, thank you for this time, that we can do this mitzvah. This is knowing that if they get caught, I don't want to finish a sentence. How could Klal Yisrael be this way? Where do we get this energy from? That even in the darkness, we recognize that there's light. And we're able to do that, which represents Hanukkah. And I want you to know, we learned this in this week's parasha. Something absolutely incredible happens. Yaakov Avinu gets into a fight with the angel of Esav, which is good versus evil. The fight we're still fighting till today. And something incredible happens. He goes ahead and he injures Yaakov. If I take a Yerach Yaakov, he goes in Yaakov's his giranosha, his thigh gets hit. And you know what's incredible? Yaakov Avinu calls the place Peniel. And you have to listen to this pasuk. It's like you wouldn't even believe it. And he says, Kira Isiel Kim Panama Panam, I saw a Malach, I saw an angel here. Vatinotel Nafshin, I was saved. What's the mystery? Look at the next pasuk. By Yizrach LeHashemesh, the sun comes up. Kasher Avar as Penuel, and he gets healed. It says first, Vatin Yaakov Avinu calls it Peniel, and he says, because Vatinotel Nafshi, I was saved. He was not saved yet at all. At that point, Yaakov Avinu was still limping in pain. Yet our father Yaakov does the unthinkable, which empowers us till today. While he was limping and in pain, he went ahead and he thanked Hashem for Vatinotzel Nafshi. Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for saving me. What do you mean save you? You weren't saved yet. His betachon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ani maimin b'emunah shleimah, you're going to save me? I'm ready to declare it now. And that's what he does. Isn't that incredible? And what's he zoicha to? The sun goes up early. The sun was not supposed to go up now. The sun rises early. By Yizrach LeHashemesh, look at Rashi. He wasn't supposed to go up. The sun wasn't supposed to go up at this point. It went up. Why? The schus of Yaakov Avinu. In the darkness, declaring already, Vatinotzel Nafshi, Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for saving me. When it was still not saved, it was still dark, he gets a nace. What's the nace? The sun goes up early and helps him and heals him. That's what heals him. What an incredible story. And if I can add a little bit to the emunah and betachon element, who remembers in last week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu is walking and all of a sudden the sun goes down. Sun goes down. What does he think? This is terrible. What do we do? Let's think about our own lives. We're in the middle of walking, it's light, and boom, the sun goes down early. Use whatever example you have in your life. It's frustrating. Hashem, what are you doing? Tells us Rashi, why did the sun go down there? So Rashi says, so you should stop. But look at Rashi in this week's parasha. He says, those hours that the sun went down early, Hashem did, so the sun will go up now. You look at the two sides of the same coin. Do you know why Yaakov Avinu was Zeicha? That the sun came up for him now? Because in last week's parasha, when the sun went down, he didn't ask questions. He wasn't frustrated. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the light went down, I am sure it's for the right reason. Again, this is Yaakov Avinu's level. But look how Yaakov Avinu, who's called the father of Golus, he was the one that was misaking which one of the three tefillahs? Mariv. What does Mariv represent? Darkness. The ability to daven in the darkness is Yaakov Avinu. The ability to stay connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the darkness is Yaakov Avinu. How incredible. How incredible. Watch the story. Yaakov, last week's parasha, what he thought was the worst thing that happened. The sun goes down. Turned out, not so bad. It went up when he needed it. Right now it might feel tight. Wait till the end of the story. And more importantly, the other lesson that Yaakov Avinu says, Vatinotzel Nafshi. How many times we are told to have betachon in the darkness. What you have to realize is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And that could be many times. There could be many, many examples of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I'm going to give you just a quick example. How did Rachel Imenu and Sar Imenu have a Yeshua? There wasn't betachon. If you look in the Mefarshim, they say it was a different shot. They both took in their maidservants to be wives to the husbands. And the Mefarshim say, what was the significance? And they both said, in that merit, we'll have children. What was that? How did that help? There, this Chazal tell us that if someone breaks their bad midos, they get a Yeshua. They went ahead and took their maidservant and they equated them to themselves and made them co-wives to their husband. Says the Zohar Kaddish, that was working on their midos. And if you work on your midos, you break your nature, Kadosh Baruch Hu breaks his nature. So in that case, we find that that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted from the Imois. They went ahead and they broke Sarah, took Hagar in. And there's stories I can share are endless of people that were told by Gedolim to take on something, to break their bad midah, and they'll be zaycha to Rachman Shemayim. That is something that we see. But look, in that case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted breaking of midahs. There are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants betachin. So this is why it's, we have to understand when we say that there are different things that bring Yeshuas, it depends. There's nothing that guarantees anyone because we don't know. We have to try everything. There are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to natzel napshi, to daven in the darkness like Yaakov. There are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants we should go ahead and when the sun goes down, say we don't care, we believe, and then the sun will come up for us. There are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should work on a bad midah. Work on a bad midah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you break a bad midah, I'll break a bad midah. But why do we learn these parashas? We learn these parashas to go ahead and look at our avos and imos, how they responded in crisis. So Yaakov with his betachin, our imos with their breaking of the midas, and again, they show us why they were never lost in crisis, because they always knew there was biyad Hashem, and they can do something. Now, not always. Sometimes the Kushbach who says no, but never ever should have thought that a person, because of something that a doctor says, or something that people say, and just finished, this is it, it's hopeless. We have no idea what a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. Are there times a HaKadosh Baruch Hu seals and says, no? Many times. We have a Muna that's the best decision, we don't understand it. Remember, what it is, I don't know, but there's one thing we can tell you for sure. We watch Yaakov Avinu, Sarah Imenu, and watched, and Rachel Imenu, and none of them broke during crisis. Why? Because they all recognize that there's a higher connection. There's something coming. Don't have the time to share all the stories we want to share, whether it's on breaking of the midas or it's on betachin. The stories are incredible and amazing. But again, the chizuk has to be that if you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants one of these things, you don't get broken by what they say. Many people have been told many things by doctors. They did learn from our Abbas and Emois. Not specifically one thing, because we don't know. The concept that they don't break because they know it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there's a reason. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something and we don't know what it is. We try our best and then we are makabel whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bahava. This is the Yontif of Chanukah in the darkness of winter. While we still don't understand, there's still hostages, there's still chaylim, yet we're all going to sing and dance by the Chanukah menorah. Sha'asa nisim la'aviseinu. Even though we want more nisim now, we need tremendous nisim. We need a Yeshua. The world is in a very, very unstable situation. Don't worry about it. Be mechazik something. Break a bad midah. Work on your betachin. Do something. Because that's where the Yeshua lies. Everyone should have an absolutely incredible Shabbos with this incredible chizuk. And we're looking forward to a beautiful, beautiful Chanukah Metz Hashem. Shabbos.